Today on Rappler. President Marcos downplays the rift between his wife Liza Araneta Marcos and Vice President Duterte. The health department reminds medical professionals accepting gifts or receiving profit from biopharmaceutical companies is unethical. Senator Risa Ontiveros calls out the PNP's failure to revoke fugitive Apollo Quiboloy's gun licenses. Police arrest pro-Palestine protesters in Yale and Columbia. And Star Magic threatens legal action against Beanie and BGYO detractors online. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Tuesday, April 23, downplays the rift between First Lady Liza Araneta Marcos and Vice President Sara Duterte, triggered by the First Lady's interview with a radio personality uploaded Friday, April 19. Marcos also brushes aside suggestions to remove Duterte, the education secretary, from his cabinet.
Any of the cabinet secretaries will be replaced pag hindi nila ginagawa yung trabaho nila. Eh, hindi naman ganun si Inday eh.
Marcos says there is no need to patch things up, believing Duterte understands where his wife is coming from. Like Duterte, Marcos says the top two officials should discuss the matter privately. In the interview, the First Lady said Sara crossed the line when she attended a rally in Davao and allegedly laughed when her father, Rodrigo Duterte, referred to the president as high on drugs. The health department reminds medical professionals accepting gifts or receiving profit from biopharmaceutical companies after doing them favors is unethical. In a department circular released Monday, April 22, ethical codes for medical professionals prescribing products to patients are outlined. Health Secretary Teodoro Herbosa says medical professionals are expected to uphold professional and ethical standards. Over the weekend, Philippine Star columnist Alex Magno wrote about a pharmaceutical company allegedly acting like a multi-level marketing company for doctors by doctors. The report alleges doctors profit off the medicine they prescribe. Those at the bottom of the pyramid allegedly receive payment in the form of cash, plane tickets, and luxury vehicles. Those at the top receive a fraction of profits from drug companies they work with. Senator Risa Ontiveros says the Philippine National Police should stop making excuses and revoke the firearm licenses issued to fugitive preacher Apollo Quiboloy. In a statement, Ontiveros says it is strange how slow the police are in taking action despite multiple arrest warrants for Quiboloy over allegations of abuse inside the Kingdom of Jesus Christ. A Rappler investigation found Quiboloy has at least 19 firearms with an estimated value of about 2.3 million pesos. Licenses of at least 13 of these are set to expire in April 2033. Quiboloy is the subject of arrest warrants issued by courts in Davao City and Pasig City. There is also a pending Senate arrest order after he failed to attend Senate probes. Quiboloy has said he will not be caught alive and he will only respond to the allegations if the U.S. does not intervene. Police arrest dozens of people at a pro-Palestinian demonstration at Yale University. This hours after Columbia University canceled in-person classes as protesters set up tents at its New York City campus last week. Protests at universities across the nation began in response to the escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Student-run Yale Daily News says police arrested more than 45 protesters at the university. Columbia President Nemat Shafik says the university was moving to online teaching to, quote, de-escalate the rancor and give us all a chance to consider next steps. Police had arrested more than 100 students from Columbia on Thursday for trespassing. The students demand that Columbia divest from corporations that profit from Israel actions in Gaza and the West Bank. Star Magic threatens legal action against Beanie and BGYO detractors online. In a statement, the two groups' legal counsel, attorney Joji Alonso, calls on online users to be responsible in posting and spreading hurtful content. Alonso says the past few months have been painful for both groups as they all learned, quote, the value of personal accountability. The statement comes after some Beanie members were seen on a viral video dancing at what was believed to be BGYO member Jello's birthday party. Beanie fans asked the girl group members to explain their attendance at the party. They also cite unsavory issues involving Jello. Fans also clamor for BGYO to disband. Beanie and BGYO are sibling groups under Star Music. And that's today's wrap. I'm Nino Yu. Thank you for watching. Click the link below for the full story. Follow us on Rappler's YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok.